Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Are you ready to learn with us?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. I'm ready to learn about our e-report. Today's topic is e-report.
Today's title is Take Care of Your Skin. Take care of your skin. Yay! It's e-report today. I love e-report. It's always interesting. Ooh, I wonder where we are going today and which one of our friends will be on the e-report today. Susie? Gabe? Oh, wait. Is it you again, Peter?
No. I didn't go on this e-report, but I know who it is. It is our friend that helps us learn on Let's Talk in English.
Oh, is it Rob?
No.
Okay, let's see. Oh, well, today's e-report is about skincare. Usually women are more interested in skincare, so... Oh, hey, is it Christina? She's someone who helps us a lot on the show.
No, not Christina. Although you are right, Christina does help us a lot on the show, and in fact, we will learn from her today, right about now, because we need to learn our keywords for today. Hi, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天讲的是皮肤的保养。皮肤就是 skin, 皮肤保护人对人很重要，所以你要 take good care of your skin。保养皮肤首先就是要先洗干净，洗脸要用 soap, 肥皂。People buy soaps and other products. 人的肤质可以分成五种，其中一种就是干燥型的 dry skin。dry 就是形容词干性、干燥的。干性的肤质常会有皮肤发红或者是疼痛的现象发生。dry skin is often red and sore.形容词 sore 就是疼痛的。你不论是使用哪一个品牌的保养品，一定要找适合的肤质类型的。Find something good for your skin type. 名词 type 就是类型、种类。还有保湿也很重要，它会使你的皮肤看起来年轻有活力。Your skin would look young. 形容词 young 就是年轻的。
Hey everyone! I'm so happy to see you! Do you remember me? My name is Rebecca. Well, I just finished a full day of reporting and I had to wash my face. Why did I have to wash my face? Well, when we record, we have to wear a lot of makeup so that we can look our very best in front of the camera. But...I can't keep the makeup on my face too long because it's not good for my skin. And it's very important to take good care of your skin if you want healthy skin. So, what are some different ways to take care of your skin? That's a very good question. Well, we are going to be learning about that on today's e-report.
Every year, men and women around the world spend billions of dollars on products for the skin. What kind of products do they buy? They buy soaps, creams, lotions, sprays, and masks. Why? They want clean, beautiful, healthy skin. But are all skincare products the same?Since there are so many different types of skin products in stores, how can people know which skin product is best for them?
Oh, it's Rebecca! Of course! She does help us a lot here on the show, and today she's helping us with the whole lesson.
Yes, today Rebecca is helping us learn how to take care of our skin.But why does Rebecca know so much about skincare?
Well, for TV, Rebecca wears a lot of makeup. It looks nice, but makeup can be bad for your skin. So people who wear a lot of makeup need to take extra care of their face.
Right. Oh, hey, Pauline, maybe we should start here. What is skin?
Oh, that's a very important word for today. Skin is part of our body. Our body is covered with skin.
Animals may have fur or feathers or scale, but humans don't have those on their skin. They just have skin.
That's right. Our skin helps us control our body temperature. If you care about your health, then you should take care of your skin.
Well, most people do care. They spend lots of money on products for skin. Let's go to Christina to learn more about that.
大家每一年都花很多钱买皮肤的保养产品。Every year, men and women around the world spend billions of dollars on products for the skin. 所以花钱在什么东西上就用 spend on something. 这个句型比如 he spends a lot of money on online games. 他花很多的钱在网络游戏上。或者 she spends most of her money on shopping.他大部分的钱都花在购物上，所以花钱在什么东西上要用介系词 on.
Thanks, Christina. So every year, people around the world spend money on products for the skin, like soaps, creams, or lotions.
That's true. Soap is what we use to wash our bodies and make our skin clean.Creams and lotions help stop the skin from getting too dry, or they may protect our skin from the sun.
That's all good, but I agree with Rebecca. There are so many different types of skin products in stores.
Yeah, so how can we know which skin product is best for us?
Well, that's what we're going to learn today. Let's keep going. Here's part two.
Everyone, today I'm going to learn how to take care of my skin, and I'm very excited. My friend Ivy in the room over there is going to show me how. She's preparing something very special. Now remember, boys and men, taking care of your skin is not only for ladies. It's very important for men and boys as well.So, the first step to learning how to take care of your skin is to know what type of skin you have. How do you do this? Ivy!
There are five main types of skin that people have. Normal skin, oily skin, dry skin, combination skin, or sensitive skin. Normal skin is not too dry and not too oily.It doesn't have many wrinkles, and you don't see many pores. Babies and young children usually have normal, healthy skin. Oily skin is skin that makes a lot of oil. Oily skin is usually shiny. Many teenagers have oily skin. Dry skin doesn't have enough water. People with dry skin often have more wrinkles.The fourth type of skin is combination skin. People with combination skin usually have dry skin on their cheeks and around the eyes, and oily skin on their forehead and nose. The last type of skin is sensitive skin. Sensitive skin is usually very dry and can be irritated easily. Before you use any products on your face,Know your own skin. Then, you can choose the best products for you.
So, what's the first step to learning how to take care of your skin?
The first step is to know what type of skin you have. There are five main types of skin. First, there is normal skin. There's also oily skin and dry skin.
Okay, oily skin is shiny. It makes a lot of oil. Dry skin is the opposite. Dry skin doesn't have enough water. People with dry skin often have more wrinkles. Let's learn about that with Christina.
皮肤干燥的人通常皱纹会比较多。People with dry skin often have more wrinkles. 我们来学介系词 with 的用法，它可以用来描述某个人的外表。比如 ,the girl with long hair is talking on the phone. 那个长头发的女生正在讲电话。The guy with big blue eyes is my brother. 蓝色大眼睛的那个男生是我弟弟。The man with very long legs is my teacher. 那位长腿的男士是我的老师。这里的 with 是表示有什么的意思。
Thanks, Christina. Normal skin is neither too dry nor too oily. This is a great sentence to practice too, so let's practice it together with Rebecca. Rebecca?
Pauline, Rebecca isn't here. Remember, she's doing the e-report for us today. But I promised her we'd still practice the grammar point.
Oh, okay. If you want to say something isn't one way or another way,You can use this sentence. It's neither nor For example, this food is neither too spicy nor too plain.
Or, this soup is neither too hot nor too cold. It's just right. This sentence is very good for English students. So, don't forget to use it.
Okay, it's a good thing that Rebecca will be back on Monday, but I'm glad we practiced it.
I thought we did a good job. Okay, so normal, oily, and dry. That's three skin types. Do we have other types?
Yes, there are five, so the two others are combination skin and sensitive skin. A combination means to have more than one thing mixed together.So combination skin has both oily and dry spots.
And sensitive skin usually is very dry or irritated easily. Well, let's take a short break and we'll be back for more. See you soon!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Pauline, what kind of skin do you have, and how do you take care of it?
I have really dry skin, so I do need to use lotions or creams to try and moisturize it. That means to keep it from being so dry. What about you?
I am the opposite. I have oily skin, so I have to make sure I wash my face and not eat too oily of foods.
Well, that's good to know about yourself. Friends, let's keep learning together. Here's part three.
So, what are the steps to taking care of your skin? First, you must clean it. It is important to find a good cleanser.A good face cleanser will clean your face, but will not dry out your skin. After you wash your face, apply some toner. The toner takes away any remaining oil and dirt. It will also tighten your skin. But choose the right toner for your kind of skin. This is important. Next, some people like to use masks.
Have you ever thought about making your own facial mask? Well, actually, I haven't, but today I have good news. Ivy is going to teach me how to make my own facial mask, a mask that's really good for my face, which is a little dry. Well, right here, there are 6 bottles.Of liquid, there are 2 specifically good to help moisten my face. Ivy's going to show me which ones they are.
can also help tone your skin and give it moisture. Skin that is too dry can cause wrinkles and other problems. After you use a mask, it is always good to put on a moisturizer. The moisturizer keeps your skin healthy. It helps to stop wrinkles and keeps your skin looking young. Some moisturizers can also help to brighten your skin.
Okay, everyone. As you can see, I'm still wearing my mask, but I think it's done. Just one moment. Ah, my skin feels so moist. I learned so much today. It was so much fun. I learned that it's very important to have beautiful skin because you need to take care of your skin. But beauty isn't only on the outside. You need to have a beautiful heart as well. If you have beautiful skin and a beautiful heart, you can be beautiful on the inside and the outside. Friends, thank you so much for joining me for today's e-report. I'll see you next time. Ivy? Where's Ivy? Ivy!
Whoa, what is that crazy thing Rebecca has on her face? She isn't planning to rob a bank, is she?
No, Peter. That's a mask, the kind you use to moisturize your face.
Moisturize? Oh, that's a big, fun word.
Yes, it just means to help keep your skin from getting too dry. After using a mask, you can put on a cream moisturizer.
Another moisturizer?
Yes, I think you're supposed to use a cream moisturizer every day, but a mask you only use once or twice a week.
I see. Do you moisturize also to clean your face?
No, Peter, you weren't listening to the steps for taking care of your skin. First, you wash your skin with a cleanser. After that, you apply toner, which takes away the remaining oil and dirt.
Okay, I think I'm learning. So the cleanser and toner clean your face. Then the mask and lotions moisten your face?
That's right. This process helps keep your skin healthy, bright, and beautiful.
But like Rebecca said, being beautiful on the outside isn't what's most important. In English, we have a saying that says, "Beauty can be only skin deep." This means someone may be pretty on the outside, but ugly on the inside.
Yes, and we don't want that to be true of us. I think inner beauty is the most important kind. If we are good people who care about others and enjoy life, then we have the beauty that matters.
But of course, taking care of our bodies and being healthy is also important. Hopefully, we can all be beautiful inside and out.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we think you are beautiful, and we appreciate your coming and learning with us every day. We hope you learned some good new words today as well. Let's go ahead and review them now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Skin. Skin. Jane has beautiful skin.
Soap. Soap. Clean your face with soap.
Dry. Dry. My clothes are wet. I need dry ones.
Sore. Sore. My arm is sore where the rock hit me.
Type. Type. What type of movie do you like?
Young. Young. Mary has young children. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now it's time to watch Super Sentence Man.
Karen, is this the kind of food you serve in my restaurant? As my assistant chef, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry, it's not good enough for you.
Not good enough for me? Karen, this is not good enough for anyone. Here, try it.
Hey, Karen, I have a question. what's up?
Who are you?
Well, I'm Super Sentence Man, and I'm training to be a chef.
Whatever. You see, Karen, this chicken is neither juicy nor cooked.
Yes. Yes.
It was
excellent.
And your soup is neither hot nor delicious.
Yes. Brilliant.
Super Sentence Man, may I help you?
Our head chef is amazing. He just used today's super sentence twice.
What is he talking about?
I think it's because you said is neither nor while describing my dishes.
You're exactly right, Karen. That is the super sentence for today. And, dear chef, may I give you a piece of advice?
Sure.
Earlier, when you tried Karen's dishes, your comments were neither helpful nor encouraging. Karen is here to learn from you, and you, as head chef, can take this chance to help her.
That is some good advice, Super Sentence Man. I'm sorry for being harsh, Karen. Do you have time to work on these dishes together?
Of course, Chef. I'm free after work. And Super Sentence Man, thank you not only for teaching us today's super sentence, but also for making our kitchen a better place.
It's my pleasure. We should get back to work. But before we do, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, Pauline, what was your favorite part of the lesson today?
You know, I liked seeing how beautiful Rebecca is without makeup. Sometimes women think the only way to be pretty is to wear makeup. But Rebecca showed us that clean, healthy skin is beautiful without makeup.
Well, that is a very good point. And I want everyone to say this at home. I am beautiful.
I am beautiful. Although, I guess I'm not at home yet. I'm still at the studio. Well, friends, we think you're beautiful and great. Thanks for joining us today. And we'll see you tomorrow to review all of our great lessons from the week. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.